Yeah, it was a fantastic performance. I think the pleasing thing was the relentlessness of it. It was obviously a tough first half, came in up, I think it was 17-10 at half time. And just the way the guys applied themselves in that second half, in terms of getting two scores up, the pressure came, and obviously the floodgates opened, and it was a very, very pleasing performance.
You really toiled against the wind in the first half, and yet you still scored three tries then. And was the turning point that moment when George Ford kicked for goal, missed on 37 minutes, and you took advantage and scored a great try right on the stroke of half-time?
Yeah, I think we always pride ourselves in terms of how we respond to negatives in the game. And there were a few errors in that first half, but the way we responded every time was fantastic. And as I said, the third try late on in that first half obviously set the tone for the second.
And playing with the wind in the second half, you were utterly unstoppable.
Yeah, obviously, as we got into the game, guys grew in confidence, and some of those tries were fantastic. And I think it's obviously credit to the hard work and the application of the players in training this week, as the result was definitely affected by the way in which we went about our business during the week.
Is there a point when you're playing a match like that, Brad, and you think the week's worth of training has really started to pay off, and you feel everything just clicking into place like that? Because things like that don't happen very often for a reason. They're so difficult to attain.
Yeah, there are always ebbs and flows in the game, and you have to manage those downers in the game, and that was what the pleasing thing was. Every time there was, it was the way we responded, the character within the team, able to fight back from those tough moments in the game. And as you say, with that second half, the relentlessness of how we hammered at the line and obviously got the icing on the cake at the end.
Your try as well.
Yeah, obviously very pleasing. We worked hard for a lot of those. A lot of them went through 6-7 phases, and obviously had to break a very strong Bath team down.
You talked about the week. Obviously, you've got a lot of players back this week from internationals and injury too, and Alex Good was sublime today coming back from injury.
Yeah, I think today just showed the sheer class of Goody. You think a guy's been out 13 weeks and he pull a performance like that after doing really minimal training. Just shows what an unbelievable player he is.
And with the England players back, and Sean as well, coming back from Scotland, having had a great Six Nations himself, there's just that feeling that you're peaking at the right time now.
That's the brilliant thing in terms of the Saracens, the culture and the strength of character within this team, that every guy pulls on a Saracens jersey, fights tooth and nail to make it happen. We obviously love playing for each other, and that family atmosphere within the squad is just so powerful.
Without giving away trade secrets, what do you do in those weeks when the players are coming back? Because as you say, you've clearly had a great week this week.
Yeah, it's in terms of just galvanising and bringing everyone together. I think we obviously openly discuss and have frank conversations about our mentality going into the game, and obviously when you perform like that on a Sunday, it makes all the hard work along the way so worth it.
Now, with Glasgow coming up in the Champions Cup quarterfinals next week, Wembley the week after, the games just get bigger and bigger.
Yeah, they come thick and fast this year, this time of year, especially next week. I think next week is huge in terms of the rest of the season. To have Glasgow at home in a European quarterfinal, it doesn't really get much better than that.
And finally, obviously, Chris, with two late tries as well, the Ash Splash. We won't be seeing it too often here at Allianz Park for very much longer, but while he's here, he's going to make the most of it, it seems.
Yeah, of course. He definitely says that he blacks out when he does it. He doesn't intentionally do it, but obviously he loves getting on the score sheet, and two of those finishes are obviously fantastic finishes.